We do a thing on our show called Breakup or Makeup, and that's what we're going to do right now. This is where you get to be like therapist, helping out a couple going through a little bit of a struggle. On the phone with us right now are Melanie and Aaron. These guys have been dating now for, has it been 5 years right now, Melanie?
Yeah, it's been 5 years.
And you have some trust issues when it comes to Aaron, but for good reason. Will you explain?
Yeah, I mean, so we've been together, you know, a very long time, and he's cheated on me a few times. So my trust issues are just building, and I'm trying so hard to deal with it. But
okay, now Aaron's on with us right now because he's the one that called us to talk to us about going on the air for Breakup or Makeup. Aaron, it's now gotten to a point where it's too much. Will you explain why the trust issues that Melanie has in you are a little bit too much for you to deal with?
Yeah, well, you know, she's right. I mean, there was a couple of times in, you know, in our relationship where I had some indiscretions, but just twice. And, you know, one time I was super drunk. It was early in our relationship, and I apologized, and I didn't really know what happened. I didn't know where we stood. And then the other time was we had a big fight, you know, and so it was really tough. And then, you know, she wasn't talking to me or returning my texts for a while. But
when you say indiscretions, we're talking plain and simple. You cheated on her twice.
Unfortunately, yes. And I regret it. And I felt bad about it. And like I said, I tried to move on.
Your relationship has withstood, but Melanie is not letting it go. She's not getting past this, right?
It's been 5 years we've been together, and she doesn't even let me go to the gas station. You know, like, she doesn't, like, if I want to go run for a Red Bull or something, she wants to go with me, wants to know where I'm going, just blowing up my phone. I can't have female friends around. I can't, you know, she talks about my coworkers. You know, it's like she doesn't. I understand her having a little mistrust, but I've been trying real hard, and I don't know what else I can do to prove to her that I'm for real. Like, I'm there. You know, it's not going to happen again, and I don't know what else I could do to regain her trust.
Yeah, it's tough because you can't determine her timeline for that. You used the words, when's she going to move on? But because you feel good faith in yourself that you're going to move past that, doesn't mean she necessarily will be able to get rid of that nervousness.
And I admit, I messed up, you know, and that's what it was. It was me messing up, and she knows that, you know, and that's like I came to clean. It was an accident. I felt sorry. I did what I could do to try to make it up to her.
By the way, accident is something that happens in your car. It doesn't happen with private parts.
So
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Do you guys have things in place that make Melanie feel more comfortable? Like, for example, does she have complete access to your phone or, you know, your social media accounts, your computers?
Because
I know, you know, I feel like those things would be good for her to be able to see whenever she wanted.
So I've gone so far as to give her my passwords to my email and my Facebook and stuff.
Yeah, like complete transparency there.
You know what? The Google has this. Mm. The Google Maps has this option where you could share your location with people.
Right.
And I share my location with her, so it's like anytime she's curious about where I am, she could just look on Google and she could see that's where I am. You know, like I try to be upfront. You know, I try to be completely open.
Melanie,
with
all that stuff that's following him around, you don't still feel comfortable enough to give him a little bit of space?
I'm trying so hard to get back to where I do feel comfortable, but I'm just not there yet. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I agree with what Spike said. You know, it's your timeline, and nobody's going to be able to determine when you are going to feel comfortable, but you're also going to drive yourself crazy.
I know.
And that's not healthy for you.
I'm trying really hard to get back to that place.
Do you get to go out on guys' nights at all, Aaron? Do you have guy friends that you hang out with, or how does that work?
I have to check in. I got to check in every once in a while.
You don't.
That's fair.
You do that because you don't trust? that he could.
Yeah, I don't mind. I mean, I understood, you know, I got it and I don't mind, but it's been, you know, it's been a few years and I'm just like, you know, do I still have to text you every hour to let me know, you know, let you know what's up?
Every hour? Like, you don't do every hour, do you?
I do every hour.
Oh, wow.
She gets upset when I don't text her because she doesn't, you know, she has these trust issues, you know, and it's tough. It's gotten tough, you know. How much more I can deal with it.
Let's listen to our listeners' advice here. Break up or make up. Jordan, what do you think?
All right. So about 3 seconds into this call, I already called. You cheated multiple times, man. You know, you said it was an accident, like Mojo said. It's not a slip and fall. You don't slip and fall into her.
Yeah.
You know, you did it. It happened. It was an accident, but multiple times, mate, like what? And she,
yeah, it was only twice, though. It was only twice.
Okay, so one time is too many in my book. So you have to check, and clearly she has trust issues with you, and it's not going anywhere. You guys, in all honesty, you guys should have broken up after the first time. Like, if you're with somebody, you're with somebody. Clearly you're not with her because you've been with her other people multiple times.
Well.
The trust is not there. If you don't have trust, you don't have anything. And checking in every hour, I mean, clearly, rightfully so, she doesn't trust you.
I don't know if I could live with the whole checking in thing, but I do understand why she's doing that, but eventually she's got to be able to give if she's going to stay in this thing, she's got to be able to build back trust.
Right. He needs to have an opportunity to show her that he can be trusted again.
Sam?
Hi.
Break up or make up.
My last caller, I called immediately. I cannot believe this guy is complaining. He's lucky she even took him back after what he did. And if he has to check in every hour, boo hoo. Like, you're so lucky that she's even with you. I can't believe he has the, like, how does he have it in him to even complain about this?
Yeah, but I think he's also wondering if he should break up and get out of the relationship. Isn't that what you're saying, Aaron?
Yeah, because it's getting too much.
You poor thing. You know, you cheated. Like, it's...
No sympathy.
I get that. But it's like, you know, at what point do things get back to normal?
Amanda, break up or make up?
Hey, so, I mean, my feeling is at this point, guys, you need to decide what's best for you. I think I would lean towards break up, but the thing I want to make clear, and unfortunately from the experience of it, is you will never earn that level of trust back ever. That is something that will never come. With time, she might learn to be able to accept it and either move on in the relationship, but expecting her to go back to normal, like you just said, that is never going to happen. And you guys need to decide if you love each other enough to do what's best for yourself and the other person.
So you're saying it's time to move on?
It sounds like for both of them, they're kind of made up in their minds, in my opinion, that he is expecting things to go back to normal, and I highly doubt they will. And it sounds like she wants that, but also knows that her level of trust. So I would encourage her to love herself.
Yeah. Jeanette says that she doesn't like the way that Aaron sounds. What's that all about, Jeanette?
Yeah, honestly, he doesn't sound very remorseful. He made up excuses as to why he did it, and it's almost like he's sounding like he's blaming her for him cheating to begin with. And honestly, that's no way for her to live. Who wants to trust, like, have no trust for someone like that and live every day wondering what he's doing and where he's at? You shouldn't have to babysit your own boyfriend.
Yeah, good call. Let's go to Jane. Is it Jane or Jan? Hi, Jan.
Definitely break up, because once you cheat and you can't ever get that trust back. It never comes back. I have friends that spouses have cheated on them. My ex-husband cheated on me. And once that trust's gone, you never trust them again. They're always questioning where their husbands are, always questioning what they're doing. It never goes away.
And Aaron says completely different than this. And I'll end on you, Aaron, because you say it's time for these guys to change things up a little bit, but not break up.
Yeah, they might have to break up because, you know, like the last couple callers said, it's, once you get to that point, trying to restore that is so hard, and it's not fair to either of them. I mean, of course, you know, everyone wants to say, oh, well, you deserve it, buddy, you know, but, you know, after so much time, yeah, you know, I mean, you, for your both of your mental stability, you have to be able to, you know, move some forward somewhere. Mm-hmm. So have you guys started to try to, I mean, are you going on dates? Are you doing anything that might bring back a little romance, a little bit more enjoyment with each other? Because if you're just going through your day to day, which, you know, we all get to, then you're just kind of, all you're going to be doing is focusing on what the other person's doing.
So start the relationship over again, guys. Yeah. Maybe have you guys thought about that at all?
Yeah, I think we talked about that, but I don't think we ever actually put any effort into it. We were kind of busy and stuff.
I mean, I think you guys
do some date nights. You know, I mean, as simple as it could be. You know, a close restaurant around, a close bar around. I know with COVID, you know, that hasn't been very easy this past year. But you guys got to either jump in right now, because, like you said, and, you know, you're at a point where you're like, you know, I can't do this to myself. And she's at the point where she can't. So you guys are at the breakup or makeup part, you know, but it's unfair to you both, you know, to be in such a bad position. It sucks that you screwed up and you put you guys in that position.
Here's my thoughts. I think you guys should go see counseling.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that that's a must, especially Melanie, just being able to counsel yourself through the fact that he did this to you.
And I think you're going to have trust, whether you stay in the relationship with him or not, you're going to have trust issues in your next relationship.
And that's the thing I fear. Mm-hmm. And Aaron, you got to figure out why the hell you did it, too. You got to get some counseling to figure out why you did it, buddy. You screwed over a good woman here. I wish you guys well. I want you guys to get back in contact with us, because we'll put you in touch with some counselors. But I want to know if you guys stay together. And I hope that you guys can work through some things. All right?
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you.